This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We take you now to the town of Hatch in southern New Mexico, which calls itself the chili capital of the world. At least it was, because these days, Hatch Valley farmers are just as likely to grow onions or alfalfa as they are to grow some of the chili varieties that made that area famous. The New Mexico Chili Association says production statewide is down 75% from its peak in the early 1990s, 34,000 acres down to 8,000 or so planted in chilies lately. Marketplace's Savannah Marr hit the road to Hatch to find out why.
Even in October, with the harvest season winding down, Hatch's chili offerings are expansive. You can buy them fresh at the farm stand, flame-roasted from half a dozen street vendors along the town's main drag, even in your milkshake at one local diner. At another restaurant, the Pepper Pot, chili is all over the menu. Between the breakfast and the lunch rush, owner Melva Aguirre is sorting through 40 pounds of roasted green chilies from a local grower.
I'm going to separate the big chili from the little bitty one. The big chili, I'm going to use it to make rellenos.
For the uninitiated, that's a chili that gets stuffed with cheese, battered, and fried.
And the little ones, what I do with them, I chop it.
To make green chili sauce.
This is the one we use for the enchiladas and to smother the burritos.
Aguirre opened the Pepper Pot 26 years ago. Before that, she worked as a cook in other chili restaurants around town. And before that, she and her family worked as harvesters in the chili fields. Now, outside of the late summer tourism season, chili growers are her main clientele.
I not even can see myself doing anything else. It's just a way of life.
But that way of life is getting less dependable. 20 years ago, Aguirre says the farmers who eat at her restaurant were growing nothing but chilies.
But now the farmers are growing different crops now. They're growing a lot of pecans. They're growing now watermelons, Halloween pumpkins, and hay. So if it doesn't go good with a chili, they still got the other crops to survive on.
One of those farmers is Jamie Viramontes, who's walking through rows of chili plants on her farm in Deming, New Mexico, about 40 miles west of Hatch.
So when the pickers come through, they're a lot faster than I am at this.
She says those chili pickers have been in short supply for several years. And during the pandemic, the labor shortage that has plagued a lot of industries has only made things worse.
In a good year, we'd see as much as 80 people out here in a day. This season, we were lucky if we could get 30 people out here.
Viramontes says the goal is to pick as many chilies as possible while they're still green. Once they mature and turn red, there's less of a market for them.
We're estimating we lost at least 20 to 30% of our crop due to it turning red because we didn't have enough labor to get into the field in a timely manner.
Over the last 2 years, Viramontes' farm cut chili acreage significantly in favor of less labor-intensive crops, and that hurt.
The hardest part about it is that it is a tradition and it's a heritage.
Fourth-generation Hatch chili grower Victoria Franzoy feels the same way. That's why she's holding strong at the farm her family runs, Chili River, despite another major challenge.
Chili, it just needs a lot of water.
Back when she was learning the ropes, Franzoy says a nearby reservoir took care of that need for farmers.
It was almost overflowing, and that was back in 88, 89. I mean, they were worried about it breaching. We had so much water.
Since then, temperatures in the Southwest have steadily risen. Mountain snowpack levels have declined.
You know, it's just sad. It's sad times that we live in to have this much of a drought.
A 20-year drought that climate scientists say isn't likely to let up. And chilies are also sensitive to other impacts of climate change. Extreme heat, more erratic weather. Franzoy says Chili River Farm is adapting to these many challenges by switching to more efficient irrigation and working with researchers who are trying to breed hardier chili varieties. For her family, she says letting go of chilies just isn't an option.
I don't even want to think about that.
Neither does Melva Aguirre at the Pepper Pot. She says most of her life has revolved around chilies and the people who grow them.
Well, I worry about my people. What are they going to do for a living? You know, these farmers depend on that.
So does her bottom line, and that of just about every business in town. In Hatch, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.